RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. Minister of Communication and Information Technology encouraged the use of digital media to increase the economy. Communication and Information Technology Minister calls on all elements to strengthen the nation. Climate change affects South China Sea issue. Now the news in detail. Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudiantara and the people of Jakarta and surrounding areas on Sunday attended the 109th anniversary of National Awakening Day at the National Indonesia Roundabout in Jakarta. The event took place during the Car Free Day held among Tamrin and Sudirman Road every Sunday. On the occasion, Minister Rudiantara called on elements of the nation to continue to rise in profession and their respective fields through innovation and creativity, so as they can participate in improving the people's economy. Therefore, the minister is encouraging the use of digital media to improve the economy of the community, such as small and medium enterprises, up to the middle and upper economy levels. The digital community is expected to make breakthrough through digital media so as creating works that enable people to boost the economy, both in goods, sales, and services. According to him, the speed of increasing the digital economy greatly affects the acceleration of the national economic growth amid increasingly competitive global competition.
Jadi kami mengajak, manfaatkanlah perkembangan.
So we invite the people to make use of the development of this digital media for positive things. For digital small and medium enterprises to become entrepreneurs, we can do all positive things. In this National Awakening Day momentum, Minister Rudiantara also reminded the importance of fostering and strengthening the unity through digital economy that can bring all Indonesian people from Sabang to Merauke as well as Indonesian people abroad. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudiantara led a ceremony and sowing the flower to commemorate the National Awakening Day at Kalibata Heroes Cemetery, Jakarta on Friday, May 19. After the ceremony, Rudiantara invited Indonesian future generation to continue to develop the nation in their respective roles. The minister also called on all elements of the nation to move forward and rise together for a better economy and appreciate diversity through tolerance. Rudiantara added that the awakening of technology and information, such as the ability of cyber defense, must be strengthened related to WannaCry malware virus attacks, especially ransomware, which has also attacked Indonesia. Therefore, the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology also encouraged the Indonesian people to increase the protection of digital devices from various virus attacks that can damage digital devices, such as computers. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudiantara said Indonesia is not affected by the WannaCry malware or virus attacks, especially the ransomware, although Darmais Hospital in Jakarta had been attacked by the virus that disrupt health services through computer equipment. Rudiantara said Indonesia still has to be wary of WannaCry ransomware virus that crippled the network and computer devices. This was related to Kaspersky Lab explanation, which has that Indonesia is the second worst affected country by WannaCry ransomware virus after Russia. Kaspersky Lab explained if many computer devices have been connected with internet access, the opportunity to be infected by virus that asks for ransom pay is higher.
Dari yang ada, data yang ada, karena
from verified data, I think it's not as bad as other countries. Our neighboring countries are just worse than us. We are not the second biggest country which is the most safer. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology and hacker activists and also many international engineers are trying to crack the encryption of this virus. The government is also pushing the formation of National Cyber Agency to prevent and crack down on all activities in cyberspace that defies and harms the state. The agenda team consists of the relevant minister and agency that are the cyber defense coordinators in the country. Sweden monarch leader King Carl XV Gustav and Queen Silvia are scheduled to arrive in Indonesia on Monday, 22 May. During their stay, they are slated to visit Center for International Forestry Research in Bogor, West Java. The visit allows Sweden and Indonesia to exchange knowledge in forest research and development. The research, Sweden and Indonesia share a vision which is creating a world that is more sustainable with forestry research and innovation playing a key role. As an example, in Sweden, their more than 100 years old law stipulates to replant a tree to replace one that has been cut. The relationship between the research and the Sweden began from the establishment of the institution in 1993 by Sweden, Swiss, Australia, and the United States, and also Indonesia. The current Center for International Forest Research Director General Peter Holmgren is a Swedish. The research is also the host of Southeast Asia Agroforestry Division, led by a Swedish director, Professor Ingrid Oborn. This visit ends on May 25, 2017. In 65 years of Indonesia-Sweden diplomatic relationship, King Carl XVI Gustav previously visited Indonesia in 2012, while Queen Silvia has never visited Indonesia. They will be welcomed by President Joko Widodo in Bogor Presidential Palace. Deputy Minister for Maritime Sovereignty of Indonesia and Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs Arif Hafaz Ogroseno said climate change directly affects the nature as well as the South China Sea conflict that was stated by Hafaz in an interview session during the Jakarta Geopolitical Forum in Jakarta on Saturday. Hafaz further said rising sea level due to climate change can affect the claim over the South China Sea.
Apabila terjadi kenaikan permukaan laut, dan kemudian
if the sea rose and the feature were drawn, the country cannot claim anymore, because based on the Convention on the Law of the Sea, maritime territory is measured from the natural formation of land. Without it, what can be claimed? That is one factor that has never been brought up into any discussion about South China Sea. Arif Hafaz Ogroseno also said the rising sea level does not simply end the South China Sea conflict. Therefore, according to him, management of the conflict, which involves more than five nations, must be done, as carried out by ASEAN through the Code of Conduct to prevent the conflict from any escalation. Radicalism group has spread in many countries in the world. Even radicalism has contaminated other ideologies to the anarchic nation that can cause death victims. It was said by a political expert of the nation kingdom, Lina Khatib, to the Voice of Indonesia on the sideline of Jakarta Geopolitical Forum, Jakarta on Saturday. She explained poverty has been one of the main factors that makes radicalism grow.
Yes, the economy and education play a huge role in why people join radical groups. People who are on the economic margins are sometimes offered look by these groups and therefore join them, not because of ideology, but because of economic incentives. And when people don't have a good education that teaches them critical thinking, they become more susceptible to dogmatic ideas that these groups propagate in the name of religion.
Lina Khati further said related to dissemination of radicalism and extremist group, the Indonesian government has done the best effort to prevent the existence of radicalism group. She said this can be proved from the lowest number of Indonesian jihad fighters leaving for Syria and Iraq. The last item, Indonesia increasingly and aggressively introduced various arts and culture and tourism to the world community, especially in Europe. This year, Sweden has also become the target of Indonesia to increase tourist arrival from the country. First Secretary of Economy at Indonesian Embassy in Stockholm, Sweden, Febrian Irawati Mamesa in Jakarta recently said the Indonesian government through the Indonesian Embassy in Stockholm will hold Kampung Indonesia or Indonesian Village on 28 until 29 July at the Lantau dispute one parken festival in Kunstrakt Garden, local park area which is often used as the performance site of summer festival.
Lantaput
Iparken is an annual event held in summer which usually attracts approximately 10,000 visitors a day, and this will be held in 2 days, namely on 28 and 29 July. So we see this as a strategic moment for us to promote ourselves, because during summer the Swedes, due to long winter, like to go to park if there is a little sun. So our main target, of course, is promoting culture and tourism. Febrian Irawati explained Kampung Indonesia or Indonesian Village will become a source of information about Indonesia to Swedish community who are famous for their interest in natural and cultural tourism. By holding the event, Indonesia targets to double the number of Swedish tourists from the current number, which is about 39,000 people per year. Febrian Irawati Mamesa stated that the Swedish public holiday, which is averagely 6 weeks long per year, is the reason for Indonesia to attract more visits from the tourists of the local people. In addition to Kampung Indonesia, Indonesian Embassy in Stockholm will also facilitate a meeting for Swedish businessmen to obtain information on various investment opportunities in Indonesia. Well, listener, that was the news of Radio Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Welcome back to our weekly edition of news from across the country. The segment presents interesting information from various regions from the week. Stay tuned. The first story comes from Yogyakarta. Local people at Sorowajan, Banguntapan, Bantul, Yogyakarta, like the Javanese people, in general, hold Ruahan tradition prior to Ramadan at Sorowajan Hall on Wednesday, May 17. The Javanese people held Ruahan in the middle of the 8th month in the Javanese calendar, or the month of Sha'ban in the Hijr year. People pray for their deceased ancestors. Residents usually make some typical foods of kolak, ketan, and apem. Interestingly, not only Muslim, but various tribes and religions living in the area, such as Catholics, Christians, Hinduism, and Buddhism, follow this tradition. Before mass prayer was held, they meal together in accordance with their beliefs respectively. Our next story still from Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta Transportation Department will conduct a study to provide special shelter for andong and becak or pedicab as a form of local government's partisanship toward the existence of traditional transportation to support tourism. Head of Transportation Section of Yogyakarta Transportation Department, Tri Haryanto in Yogyakarta, said Wednesday that the special rest area will be equipped with various supporting facilities, both for horses and for coachmen or for pedicab drivers. The facilities are, among other water resources, to clean the horse shed, a special place for horses' food and toilets, and currently stop places for andong to wait for passengers at the east of Bringharjo Market and the rest at the slow lane of Malioboro Street. However, the rest area at the east of Bringharjo Market is not representative yet and needs many improvements. Besides Bringharjo Market, another location which potentially to be the place of andongs is around Sompilan, so that in Malioboro, there are no longer andongs waiting for passengers, but the local transportation will pick the passengers up when they received orders. The last story comes from Banyuwangi, East Java. Taman Sari Village, Licin Subdistrict, Banyuwangi Regency, succeeded to become the best tourism village in the category of business network utilization from the Ministry of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration. the award was achieved because the village, which is located under the foot of Mount Ijen, is considered to have pioneered the development of tourism potential, such as homestay, tour vehicle, guide service, as well as several small and medium enterprises managed by village-owned enterprises of Ijen Lestari. Head of Ijen Lestari village-owned enterprises of Taman Sari Village, Bambang Hadi S., said, currently they have managed 53 lodgings. Ijen Lestari village-owned enterprises also help the owners of lodging to promote their business via travel agent online. Not only visited to Mount Ijen, the tourists will be invited to enjoy many tourism objects in Taman Sari village, such as the village of flower, village of milk, and village of miner, as well as to enjoy coffee produced by the local people. Furthermore, the tourists will also be invited to trace pine forest and learn the local wisdom of the local community. With the tourism package, it is hoped that tourists will stay longer at the village so that it can provide a good influence on the economy of the villagers. Well, listener, that was the news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again in our regular Today in History over Air Rival Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on May 21, 1927, when Charles Lindbergh flew the distance of nearly 3,600 miles or around 5,800 kilometers. Charles Augustus Lindbergh was an American aviator, author, inventor, military officer, explorer, and social activist. In 1927, at the age of 25, Lindbergh emerged from the virtual obscurity of a U.S. airmail pilot to instantaneous world fame as the result of his Oersted Prize-winning solo nonstop flight from Roosevelt Field, from New York's Long Island to Le Bourget Field in Paris, France. He flew the distance of nearly 3,600 miles or around 5,800 kilometers in a single-seat, single-engine, purpose-built Ryanair monoplane Spirit of Saint-Louis. The next event was in 1991 when Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi died due to suicide bomb on the 21st of May 1991. Rajiv Ratna Gandhi was the eldest son of Indira Gandhi. Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated when he held a general election campaign in Sriperumbudur, the capital city of Tamil Nadu. He was killed by a woman from a group of separatist Tamil group from Sri Lanka because Rajiv supported the government of Sri Lanka against Tamil action. The last event was in 1998 when thousands of students of Jakarta and surrounding area came and occupied Parliament building. The occupation of House of the Representatives or the People's Consultative Assembly building was a monumental event in the overthrow process of President Suharto from power and reform demands. In the event, thousands of students from various campuses occupied Parliament building to urge the resignation of Suharto. The occupation of building by students succeeded to push the leaders of the parliament to ask the president to deliberate on his resignation. Finally, on 21st of May 1998, Suharto declared himself to quit as president of the Republic of Indonesia. B.J. Habibie continued at least 1 year of his remaining presidential year. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is Air Reward Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with a weekly segment Spotlight. This edition is on United Arab Emirates and Pertamina Explore Oil and Gas Cooperation. The United Arab Emirates offered cooperation with Indonesian PT Pertamina to work together on oil and gas projects. The Emirate welcomes Pertamina to invest or explore oil and gas field in the country. The United Arab Emirates' interest to export the cooperation was conveyed by its energy minister Suhail Muhammad Faraj Al-Mazrui during a meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Thursday, May the 18th. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Archandra Tahar, who accompanied the president, explained that the cooperation being explored is reciprocal in upstream oil and gas projects. According to Archandra, the United Arab Emirates is committed to increase the value of investment of up to $5 billion US. Currently, the United Arab Emirates' investment in the country is about $2 billion US. It wants to increase the amount of investment in Indonesia. One of the Emirates companies, Mudabala Petroleum, has already started production in Ruby Field located within the area of Sebuku Cooperation Contract in Makassar Strait between Kalimantan Island and Sulawesi Island. Cooperation to be established with Pertamina will likely involve Mubadala. Even so, the United Arab Emirates hopes the government can provide investment guarantees. Among others is the certainty that the government will not rationalize Emirate companies investing in Indonesia. President Director of PT Pertamina, Elia Massamanik, said that Pertamina will consolidate with Mubadala Petroleum to discuss cooperation form. They will first establish a technical team to know the potential of cooperation. Therefore, there should be a special technical know-how to find out what cooperation in the energy sector that can be done. Elia explained that Pertamina has 8 working areas, but until now, there has been no working area to be worked with Mubadala. Even so, Elia asserted Pertamina will try to work as soon as possible to follow up the cooperation commitment. Meanwhile, United Arab Emirates Energy Minister Suhail Mohammed Faraj Al-Mazrui said there is still much cooperation between the two countries. He is still waiting for a deal to be established in the future. Suhail Mohammed Faraj Al-Mazrui asserted Emirates will work well in any cooperation or investment made. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan said that cooperation being explored is not just about the operation of oil and gas field. The government, Jonan said, is also reviewing the purchase of crude oil and gas directly from Abu Dhabi National Oil Company by Pertamina. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here's news in brief. Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudiantara and the people of Jakarta and surrounding areas on Sunday attended the 109th anniversary of National Awakening Day at the Hotel Indonesia Roundabout Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudiantara led a ceremony and sowing the flower to commemorate the National Awakening Day at Kalibata Hero Cemetery in Jakarta on Friday, May 19. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudiantara said Indonesia is not affected by the WannaCry malware or virus attack, especially the ransomware, although Darmais Hospital in Jakarta had been attacked by the virus that disrupt health services through computer equipment. Sweden monarch leader King Carl XV Gustav and Queen Silvia are scheduled to arrive in Indonesia on Monday, May 22. Deputy Minister for Maritime Sovereignty of Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Arif Hafaz Agroseno said climate change directly affects the nature as well as the South China Sea conflict. Radicalism groups have spread in many countries in the world. Even radicalism has contaminated other ideology to do anarchic action that can cause death victims. Indonesia increasingly and aggressively introduced various arts and culture and tourism to the world community, especially in Europe. Well, that was news in brief of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism like places of interest, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I will introduce Air Putih Lebong, a tourist destination in Bengkulu. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. If you get bored with mediocre tourist attraction, maybe Air Putih Lebong, located in Air Putih Village Pinang Belapi Sub-District Lebong Regency Bengkulu Province, can be an alternative for you. The place is called Air Putih, or white water in English, not because the water is white like milk, for instance, but because the water is crystal clear. The uniqueness of this place is a combination of cold water and hot water flowing in one river. The cold and very fresh water is flowing directly from a spring at Mount Semelako to Air Putih River. From the surface of the water, you can see some rocks with varying sizes at the bottom of the river. So clear is the water. Around the water, there are plenty of lush green trees. So if you want to swim, even when the sun is shining brightly, you don't have to worry about the heat because the lush shady trees will keep you comfortable. The rows of trees and the fresh air gives visitors certain pleasures. Lebong Regency is located in the mountains and surrounded by valleys, making the air in this tourist spot cool with a beautiful view. In this resort, there are also some gazebos that visitors can use to rest. Regarding refreshment, you don't have to worry, because there are also some stalls that provide snacks and beverages. To reach Air Putih, you can go through two ways. The first is from North Bengkulu through Giri Mulia District with a view of the coffee garden along the road. While the second alternative is through Curup to Muara Amandengan, and you will pass the beautiful Tes Lake. From the district downtown to Whitewater Lebong only takes approximately 30 minutes. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introducing Air Putih Lebong in Bengkulu Province. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, it is a pleasure to meet you again in our regular program Miscellany. Today, I will bring you some information about Kampung Pelangi or Rainbow Village in Semarang, Central Java. So stay tuned in www.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
Listener, Wonosari Village may be not familiar to your ears. However, do you know that the village with the nickname Kampung Pelangi or Rainbow Village in the city of Semarang, Central Java, became famous in the international media recently? Why? The reason is because of the striking difference between the conditions before and after renovation. Wonosari Village is a densely populated residence located in Randusari Subdistrict, Semarang, Central Java. Before it, Wonosari Village looked very shabby. Anyone who saw the village must felt uncomfortable. However, thanks to the idea of a certain Slamet Widodo, this village changed very much if compared to the past, from shabby and dirty to be bright, beautiful, and nice. Listener, Slamet Widodo is a public figure who is concerned about the condition of Wonosari Village, which was dirty and irregular. Fortunately, Slamet Widodo's idea was heard and well supported by the government of Semarang City. A renovation project which was spent about 300 million rupiah to 232 houses in Wonosari Village. Bricks, walls with no paint, old roofs, and even old metal columns are all painted in color. Not only that, some walls were also painted with murals in various motifs, polka dot panels, and even three-dimensional relief. In addition to the residence houses, other facilities such as bridge, parks, seats, electric poles have also been made colorful. Listener, in addition to being beautiful, the results of that change also become a destination for thousands of tourists. Colorful patterns that exist in every corner of Kampung Pelangi or Rainbow Village become very interesting photo background for visitors. In fact, in social media Instagram, the hashtag Kampung Pelangi is becoming increasingly popular every day. Listener, the concept of rainbow villages in Indonesia actually has long been applied in Kampung Jodipan, Malang, and Kampung Kode, Yogyakarta. However, the one that gets more attention is Kampung Pelangi in Wonosari, Semarang. According to Slamet Widodo, it is due to the position of Kampung Wonosari, which is located in the valley, so that visitors who come can enjoy the colorful scenery of all buildings from one point. This makes Kampung Pelangi Wonosari attract many visitors, both from domestic and abroad. This also brought about an improvement in the economy of local communities, since some local people can sell local food or souvenirs. Listener, that was Miss Lenny for today with the topic Kampung Pelangi Wonosari or Wonosari's Rainbow Village, which is located in Semarang, Central Java. I will see you again tomorrow in another interesting topic. Goodbye!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Listener, you are still with us at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Now, we would like to appreciate your reception reports and comments via email or Facebook fan page. We answer your letters and emails on Listener's Mailbag every Sunday. Well, here is Listener's Mailbag to be presented by Ani Hasana. So, stay tuned, listeners!
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Azam Ali Somro from Pakistan. He is one of our regular listeners. He listened to our broadcast on May 17th from 900 a.m. to 940 a.m. Pakistan time via the live streaming English program. Hello, Mr. Azam. Thanks for your email and your detailed reception reports. We really appreciate that. And special for you, we'll play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Selamat datang di duniaku, dunia baru, semakin seru, semua tahu, aku yang dulu, ini aku, melangkah maju, tamat-tamanya deg-degan, dan terus deg-degan, tapi kini tak tertahan, mengejar mimpiku.
Well, listener, now we will reply an email from Ratan Kumar Paul from India. Hello, Mr. Kumar. Thank you for your email. In your email, you said that you listened to English broadcast on the 1st to 7th of May at 1300 hours to 1400 hours and through frequency of 9525 kHz, an English language program. The SINPO was 44444. Well, we are glad that the reception reports of our broadcast was good in your country. As our appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Pandangan pertama, tetapi cinta takkan berubah. Sejuta kali memandang kamu, ku tetap jatuh cinta setiap waktu. Hanya kamu, kamu kasihku, kamu, kamu cintaku, yang menjadi pilihan hati. Kamu, kamu kasihku, kamu, kamu cintaku. Bahagiakanmu sejuta kali memandang kamu, ku tetap jatuh cinta setiap waktu. Hanya kamu, kamu kasihku, kamu, kamu cintaku, yang menjadi pilihan hati. Kamu, kamu kasihku, kamu, kamu cintaku.
Still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Mickey Dalmage in Canada. In his email, he said that he listened to Voice of Indonesia on May the 3rd, 2017 at 1300 hours to 1337 hours UTC on frequency of 9525 kHz. But unfortunately, the signal was very weak, only 25222. Hi, Mickey Dalmage, thank you for your email with your reception reports. Yes, you are right, the reception report is our broadcast. He also wants us to send him QSL card and schedule and, if available, a pennant or sticker. Well, Mickey Dalmage will soon send you your requests. Keep listening to our broadcast. Thank you. And for you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Malam ini berganti dengan pagi, disambut mentari, harapan ada lagi. Hidup ini ada saatnya terjatuh, tapi pasti bangkit lagi. Melangkah
takkan pernah menyerah.
Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcasts. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at Voi Indonesia, at Voi Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. And listener, talking about Facebook, we hold several surveys on Voice of Indonesia's Facebook fan page to know about listeners' favorite programs and the way our listeners listening to our programs. The survey on listeners' favorite programs on May 14 have reached 1,491 visitors and received 58 likes and 22 comments. Out of 22 comments, Diplomatic Forum is the most favorite program, followed by Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Wonder, Music Corner, Bilik Sastra, The Literature Chamber, Listener's Mailbag, and News. The respondents come from Pakistan, India, Vietnam, Nigeria, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, and also from Germany. And question on the way the listeners listening to Voice of Indonesia has been seen by 983 people, receives 39 likes and 37 responses. Most of the respondents prefer listening to Voice of Indonesia via shortwave, namely 35 respondents, while 2 of them via streaming. And with this survey, we'd like to thank you, our listeners, and also our Facebook visitors who have seen and also respond to our survey. We hope we can improve our services in the future. And we have announced Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. We have selected 10 winners who are lucky to visit Indonesia in May 2017. Congratulations to all of you. And for you who have not got a chance to win the quiz, don't worry. We are going to hold another quiz soon. It is open for our listeners around the world. So don't miss it and keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Anya Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Perih ku rasa saat ku tahu siapa kamu. Sungguh tega kau menduakan aku di depan mataku. Kurang apa aku, semua ku berikan yang engkau inginkan. Tapi ternyata kau bohongi aku dan dustai aku. Aku lelah-lelah-lelah dibohongimu. Sungguh letih-letih-letih didustaimu. Sangat capek-capek jalani dengan kamu. Tolong serius dong kamu dengan hatiku. Beribu-ribu cara telah kulakukan untuk membuatmu selalu mencintaiku. Tapi semua sia-sia kulakukan. Saatnya pergi dan tinggalkan kamu. Kurang apa aku, semua ku berikan yang engkau inginkan. Tapi ternyata kau bohongi aku dan dustai aku. Aku lelah-lelah-lelah dibohongimu. Sungguh letih-letih-letih didustaimu. Sangat capek-capek jalani dengan kamu. Tolong serius dong kamu dengan hatiku.
beribu-ribu cara telah kulakukan untuk membuatmu selalu mencintaiku. Tapi semua sia-sia kulakukan, saatnya pergi dan tinggalkan kamu. Salah memilih cinta, kau memang bukan untukku. Lupakan semua tentang kita. Ku yakin bisa tanpamu, tanpa adanya senyummu. Ku kan berdiri tanpa dirimu. Aku lalalalalala dibohongimu, sungguh lati-lati-lati didustaimu. Sangat capek-capek jalani dengan kamu. Tolong serius dong kamu dengar hatiku. Sangat capek-capek jalani dengan kamu. Tolong serius dong kamu dengan hatiku. Beribu cara kulakukan, tapi semua sia-sia kulakukan. Saatnya pergi dan tinggalkan kamu.
Aku yang dulu, ini aku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.